This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right. You weren't expecting to hear my voice, but Chris is coming back from the bathroom. He is walking into the studio right now. He is putting his headphones on, and he will join us in just a few seconds. The headphones are on, and Chris is back. What's up, Rooster?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Sorry, I apologize for being late for the show. I was just getting, like, Jalen Lane'd.
Yeah?
I was just getting Kaz Allen'd.
Oh, no.
Out in the hallway.
Oh, no.
You know what I just got?
Huh.
From Coach Beamich.
Oh.
I got...
You got a little lesson?
A punt returning lesson,
wow.
Baby.
Wow.
Right out the hallway.
Isn't that cool?
I mean...
I love coming to work here.
I went and got some ice for a drink. Had to go to the little boys' room. Ran into Beamich in there. He had called me down the hallway. Then he got caught up with somebody that was, you know, paying homage to him from down the hall at PGC. We met up again in the bathroom. I said, hey, you know, how did the coaching thing go? You know, I was on their show earlier, JP and Beamich, but I didn't get a real chance to talk to him about it. I hadn't seen him since Wednesday. I was like, oh, so cool, you know, DQ. He's like, you know, and he's talking about how what he talked to the guys about, right? And then he's, you know, trying to describe what he was showing Kaz Allen and how he was trying to, like, line it up with a punter's average and where mm-hmm. he should stand and how he should kind of drip back on the ball and how he should use his eyes. And I'm like, are we wasting Beamich here?
No.
Like,
we're not wasting
him
here.
We're not wasting him, but he could be a coach probably tomorrow.
Very easily.
Like,
yeah.
Like a real, like full time.
He could, hey. He could do both. If Doug Gottlieb can do a show and be a head coach of a college basketball team.
The NFL's a little bit different.
Yeah, but
I mean, those guys are insane. They work like 95 hours a week.
It's true. It's true.
But what you can, you know how like in baseball you have roving instructors like in spring training?
Yeah.
The Nationals do this, right? And most major league teams do it. Like Ian Desmond was down there this year, Jason Worth, Ryan Zimmerman, you know, here this guy, that guy, Howie Kendrick, whatever. I mean, that's essentially what Dan Quinn asked Beamich to do on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one day, right? And obviously can't do it every day because of the radio commitment and so on and so forth.
But he could.
But every once in a while, Beamich can get out there. Or, you know, and one of the things he shared with me was, you know, telling the guys, hey, look, before I got to the NFL, I hadn't done that. But he figured it out, and he had to learn it and survive in it and not make the mistakes and focus on it and embrace it and love it. And he did it to the tune of the second most all-purpose yards in NFL history. Now, we all know he's been screwed for whatever reason out of the Hall of Fame.
Blackballed.
Right? But if you think about it, there's so many guys with a journey like Beamich that are changing positions
mm-hmm.
or may have to do more on specials than they did at college or may have to do something a little bit uncomfortable. And yet, if you can do it and if you can embrace it, you can build yourself a hell of a career. A hell of a career.
Insane resume.
I mean, look at Jackie Slater's kid, Matt Slater. Like, he was a Pro Bowler, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times or something like that as a pure special teams player.
Yeah.
Built like a 12, 13-year career. Made a lot of money. Played in the NFL a long time just by being a special teamer. Never mind if you can actually be a great returner like B. Mitch was, like Jacob, not Jacob Hester, Devin Hester was.
Yes.
Because Devin Hester was not a good receiver. I mean, he could play it a little bit. He could run in the right spot. But there was something different about being a receiver and getting him the ball in the flank or wherever, as opposed to being a kick returner. Devin Hester could just rip your heart out that way. So everybody's plight, everybody's path is a little bit different. So I just thought it was interesting to hear what he was trying to tell some of the guys, Jalen Lane and Kaz Allen and others. And, you know, the one thing, and I said this to me, I said, you know, no matter how fast you are, no matter how good you were in college, whatever the case might be, at this level, if you don't catch the ball, and this goes as a receiver, this goes as a punt returner, this goes as a kick returner, this goes as a running back if you don't hold on to the ball, no matter what your position is and no matter what your plight is and path is, if you don't hold on to the ball or in this position catch the ball, but catch the ball and then hold on to it, you ain't going to have a job. And if you're a fourth-round pick or a fifth-round pick or a sixth-round pick or an undrafted kid, you may not have more than one opportunity. Now, if you're a first-round pick or a second-round pick, you may get that extra opportunity. You may get more leniency. But the point being is, like, if you're a punt returner, especially, if you're a kick returner to a lesser degree, although now it's more important again, if you're one of these gadgety-type players, when they say the ball is life, right?
They do say that.
It means everything. It literally means everything. Because if you can't hold on, and this was one of the problems with Kaz Allen 2 years ago, when everybody was hyping him up and saying, oh, you should make the roster, you should make the roster. I kept repeatedly saying, no, he shouldn't. He could not catch the ball. He couldn't hold on to the ball. No, he shouldn't. No, he shouldn't. And he didn't make the roster, and everybody was pissed. And I thought it was the absolute appropriate decision. Now, okay, keeps getting opportunities because he's got special athleticism. But you got to be able to hold on to the ball. Got to be able to secure the ball. And that leads us into a little bit of a discussion about Brian Robinson, right? Listen, I like Brian Robinson overall. I don't know him super well. I haven't had a lot of conversation with him here and there, everywhere, what have you. I think I know what Brian Robinson is. Certainly, he does not have breakaway speed, right? We all understand if he gets out of the open field and if he can get past the line of scrimmage and a team like Tennessee overplays it, and it's great, just great blocking, double pull, what have you. He can rip off a 40-yard run like he did against the Tennessee Titans for the score. We all understand, like, week 2 against the Giants, he got bottled up in a big, big, big old pile, and somehow he kept churning his legs, fighting through, and he squirted out of, like, 8 tacklers and ripped off a huge run and had a big day. We all understand Brian Robinson at times is capable of being a pretty good running back in the NFL. I remember being in Detroit in the playoff game after he did virtually nothing against Tampa Bay and, of course, struggled down the stretch. And I think there was somebody who I don't remember who it was that reported that the coaching staff really had to kind of get after Brian Robinson that week. And Maybe it was the Detroit Lion defense being torn to shreds by injury, but Brian Robinson was back to the Brian Robinson that we had sort of come to know in the first half of the year and at times early in his career in that game against Detroit. There were others that contributed, obviously Eckler and McNichols. But Brian Robinson looked closer to what Brian Robinson had looked like at times earlier in his career. The problem is, so far, it hadn't been consistent. And then when you mix in injuries to not only the offensive line, which was clearly a problem, but also to Brian Robinson. Remember, it was the road game against the Giants where the big report that morning, I remember, was Brian Robinson's going to play. Brian Robinson's going to play. And all of a sudden, you saw Brian Robinson out at about 11:15, and he didn't look very good. And he didn't play. And I don't think he played for another couple of weeks after that, maybe 2 weeks after that. Maybe he missed one more game. I think it was on a short week, I want to say. And then he came back or something like that. But he was just never completely right. So I meant to get to this last Friday, actually. And I'm just getting around to it now. There was a ranking, I think it was The Big Lead, which is a USA Today production. And they ranked all the perceived starting running backs in the NFL. And to nobody's surprise, Saquon Barkley is number one, right? Christian McCaffrey, another guy who is great when he's healthy. And he is great, but cannot stay healthy. I just can't. He has had all sorts of injury issues. But he's number two. Bijan Robinson of the Atlanta Falcons. I think this is a little bit rich. Number three. Notice who I haven't named so far? Not only Brian Robinson I haven't named, of course, but no Derrick Henry yet. This poll ranked Bijan Robinson, probably because of speed and ability as a pass catcher and youth, over Derrick Henry at number four. As far as the NFC East running backs, Brian Robinson was not last. We told you where Saquon Barkley ranked. Javonte Williams of the Dallas Cowboys was the lowest NFC East perceived or planned or projected starting running back at number 28 after multiple knee injuries, so on and so forth. Kind of going to be in a tandem, we think, with Jaden Blue, who's young and athletic and explosive. And nobody really seems to think Javonte Williams is going to be able to hold on to the bulk of the carries there. Maybe it'll kind of be like what Detroit has with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, kind of a situation. We'll see. Tyrone Tracy of the Giants is listed at number 25, 839 yards rushing last year, 5 touchdowns, not bad, 6th round pick. Everybody saw him in training camp. Everybody thought, oh, he can do a little something, right? 25 years old, still got some way to go. Everybody knows the story about Isaiah Pacheco, right? Won a couple of Super Bowls, 7th round pick out of Rutgers. I think he just went back and got his degree. He's had some injuries, physical, downhill, in between the tackles, tough running back. He's 23rd. Brian Robinson ranks ahead of Isaiah Pacheco at number 20. Not only ahead of him, but a couple of spots ahead of him. Right? Here's what it said. Quote, "It feels as if the former Alabama running back still has another level he's yet to hit." Yeah, no duh. It goes on to say, "There couldn't be a more perfect situation for Robinson Jr. Washington, thanks to Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury, has one of the most prolific offenses in football. Adding Deebo Samuel should make the passing game even more dynamic. With teams having to commit extra guys in the backfield, the front seven will be by proxy in the backfield, meaning the defensive backfield. The front seven will be by proxy softened up for Robinson Jr. to take advantage. Austin Ekeler and recent draft pick Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, or Bill, as he told us he wanted to be called, here on the show, are waiting in the wings in case Robinson Jr. falters or is dealt elsewhere. First of all, I just can't rank Isaiah Pacheco behind Brian Robinson. I can't. Maybe numerically, Robinson has more statistical production. Pacheco's a way better runner. Way better might be a stretch.
He's an angrier runner, which would give you the impression that he is a stronger runner.
Okay, but when you by the way, when you don't have the breakaway speed and neither does Pacheco,
you got to run angry,
and you're not a great receiver. What do you got to do?
Run through him face.
And that's part of what I think happened between the Tampa Bay playoff game and the Detroit playoff game. I remember reading that somewhere, hearing that that the coaches sat down with Brian Robinson and were like, "Man, dog, you get you." We need the old guy back,
yeah.
Right? And he was not running with downhill with reckless, but with abandon,
yeah.
Right? And not hitting the hole hard and not forward lean and not breaking tackles and what have you. And then you saw a much better version of Brian Robinson in that Detroit game. Now, you didn't see it much in the Philadelphia game, but a lot of things went wrong in the NFC Championship. Maybe I'm sleeping on some. Robinson's a better receiver than Pacheco.
Yeah.
Pacheco's obviously played with Patrick Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek Hill early in his career and Andy Reid. And so he's been surrounded and supported better. But in terms of, and Pacheco got hurt too last year, but I don't think Brian Robinson's a better running back than Isaiah Pacheco. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but that's just what my eyes tell me. The numbers, which a lot of you guys live in that shoebox of analytics, might tell me something completely different. I don't think he's better than Isaiah Pacheco. And again, maybe some of that is surrounding cast up until last year, supporting cast, I should say, what have you. I'll dig into that. But the point being is, Brian Robinson at 20 and the second highest projected starting running back in the NFC East, Saquon number one. We told you about Tyrone Treacy at number 25, but again, he's just coming off his first year. We told you about Javonte Williams. He might be supplanted by Jaden Blue, so on and so forth. This is just in the division. But overall, this is the NFL, number 20 in the NFL. Number two in the division. You like that? You agree with that? Too harsh? Too easy? Do you think Brian Robinson, who is entering the final year of his rookie deal, is going to be here next year at this time? Do you think he's going to be the starting running back for the better part of the Commander season? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We got another list which we'll get to. And we'll get to your calls. 301-230-0980. How much faith do you have in Brian Robinson? Do you think he's better than Pacheco of Kansas City? And do you think 20th overall in the NFL, second in the division among projected starting running backs is fair, is right, is accurate? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
All right, we'll get to the calls in just a moment. PFF's got their top running backs ranked as well. Very different than For the Win or USA Today. Big Lead, not For the Win. Do you remember, baby, when Brian Robinson was running downhill and we all thought, hey, we got something here. Hey, look over here. There goes a Hall of Famer. You want a Hall of Famer? It's Derrick Henry. I can't hear you. It's not coming across.
No, sorry. I placed a parlay just a second ago, and I had Pete Crow Armstrong to hit a home run. And the thought flashed through my head to bet Ellie to score or to hit a homer. And for a second, I looked up and he was doing a trot. Oh. So I thought he had scored a home run because I saw it was 2-0. He didn't hit a home run. He just came home. So I was about to cuss myself out about not betting Ellie De La Cruz to score to hit a home run.
That Crow Armstrong guy, right?
PCA,
For the Cubs?
Yeah.
The Mets traded him.
Yeah.
For Javi Baez,
yeah.
Baez, who did not rental. Last very long. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's turned out, I mean, to be elite. Great, yeah.
Yeah.
Great first half.
Incredibly first quick.
Half. All right, real quickly. So PFF's got Derrick Henry at number one. Again, USA Today had him at number four, which I thought was ridiculous behind Bijan Robinson. I mean, Bijan Robinson's great, but, and PFF's got Bijan at number three. They got Jahmyr Gibbs at number four, so on and so forth. Where is Brian Robinson? Now, they have Christian McCaffrey all the way down at number seven, which, again, just based on durability, I don't have a major issue with. Where is Brian Robinson on this list? Well, he's not in the top 15, I'll tell you that much. Not a surprise there. He's not in the top 20. Alvin Kamara, another guy who's had some injury issues and some off-field issues and whatever, number 20. Brian Robinson. Pacheco, by the way, in this PFF list is the same 23 as he was in the USA Today list. But Brian Robinson ranks behind Omarion Hampton, who hasn't even played a game yet in the NFL. Behind, and this isn't just one running back per team, behind Najee Harris, who started his career and played out most of his whole career so far, with Pittsburgh, and now joins Omarion Hampton in the backfield with the Chargers. Where is Brian Robinson, you might ask? Well, he's not even ahead of Tyrone Tracy. Remember, USA Today had Tyrone Tracy off his rookie year at 25 and Brian Robinson at 20, and I thought that was too high for Brian Robinson. Well, they had Tyrone Tracy of the Giants at 30, and Brian Robinson at 31. They talk about hard-nosed runner, yards after contact averages of 2.93 and 3.0 in the past two seasons. Yards per attempt averages 4.1 and 4.2. Listen, Brian Robinson Jr. is a fine running back. He's a fine running back. Fine. Is he good? At times he can be good. Is he very good? No. Is he great? Elite? Obviously no. Is he a better receiver than he's given credit for? Absolutely. But with the injuries last year, and obviously what happened to him in his rookie year was not his fault or anything like that. I mean, it's just the way it was, unfortunately. With the injuries last year, Brian Robinson Jr. is not getting a contract extension anytime soon, I don't think, from the Washington Commanders. And it's more likely than not that he's not even, I don't know, he may not even be the starter by the time year's end. I don't know that I can say conclusively in my mind that Brian Robinson Jr. is the starting running back by the time we get to week 18. I can't say that with any level of assurance. A, injury. B, again, not being special. All right, let's get to our guy Athan in Annapolis here before the bottom of the hour. Say hello to Double A. What's up, Double A? How are you, pal?
I'm good. You guys got some serious stuff going on at the station today. I mean, you got Ross from Tampa calling in and inadvertently excluding, you know, my boy Max from, you know, the Mount Rushmore. I mean, listen, I love Matt Essig. Matt Essig is a legend. But, you know, my boy Max is bringing the A game. I mean, he is a wanted commodity.
He is.
You know, Max, you are Hall of Fame in the Greek mob's book.
Well, I think he meant to put Max on the Mount Rushmore of radio producers. He just got sidetracked because he didn't know his last name. And then I started messing with him and calling them weird last names, and I think he just got sidetracked.
Well, we're talking about a guy who sits in the mob boss seats with me at hockey games.
I know.
He needs to be recognized.
I mean, this is
a man. And then you, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the bathroom. You're in the bathroom at the station, dropping a Russo stink bomb, talking to B. Mitch about return yards.
No. See,
angles.
you don't get this. I don't do any talking. When you're dropping a deuce, nothing. Nothing comes out. I mean, except, you know, the wrong way. Nothing comes out of my mouth because I am literally cowering and hoping that nobody knows it's me.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Well, you know what? We'll leave that as is. We'll just say you and B. Mitch had a nice talk in the bathroom.
We did.
Chris, I have a question for you, though. Do you know who the Savannah Bananas are?
Of course I do. They sell out like everywhere they go. And they're coming back to Nationals Park, and there'll be 42,000 there that night, bigger than any Nationals attendance all year. And I think they were at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, for God's sakes, a couple of weeks ago, and there was 65,000 people there.
So I have a long and suffering Orioles fan this year, but
yes.
I do have season tickets, and I got a notification that the Bananas were coming to Camden Yards. So I don't know why, but my daughter Olivia, who you met,
yes.
is
lovely.
I said, do you know who these people are? And mm-hmm. she goes, she has this freak out, OMG, all this craziness in the text messages, like I want to go see them so bad. So I was able to score two tickets for her and her boyfriend to go see the Bananas, but I got another daughter, so I got to find two tickets for Sophia to go with her friends. Do you, Chris, know that in North Carolina, those tickets are going for like $600?
Oh, yeah, no joke.
There.
I mean, they are the most popular ticket of the summer from a baseball perspective. Period. I mean, they're not more popular than, say, I don't know, if Taylor Swift is, I guess she's not still on tour, but then something like that. But I mean, when they were at Nationals Park last year, I don't know if they were in Baltimore last year. When they were at Nationals Park last year,
it was insane.
It was on a Saturday. I did not go because you couldn't even get a ticket. Never mind free tickets. I couldn't afford to buy tickets. And it was 42,000 strong, and it was every inch was packed at that ballpark.
I was leaving
you were
work.
There
I was
no?
Well, I was leaving work that day, and I just saw this mass of people, and it looked like opening day. I was like, what's going on? Yep. And then I looked up. I saw Savannah Bananas on the billboard. I was like, ah.
There you go.
I get it. There I understand now.
Good luck getting those tickets.
I didn't know who. Yeah, I didn't know who they were, but I just wanted to ask. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. But real quick, I wanted to talk about the Knicks because, you know, I'm glad they won last night and extended the series, but I don't see, if they don't win the series, Thibodeau staying, because their offense is just so, like, jumbled. Even though they won, the Pacers missed a lot of shots last night, but it's like it's either ISO with Brunson or Towns somehow like flopping his way, you know, to make a play. And granted, he does, or shooting a three from, you know, 30 feet deep.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's like it's almost like they wait till like 7 seconds are left on the shot clock and they're stuck at the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
And then like their offense is,
it's what happens when you play a lot of ISO basketball, right? If you play a lot of ISO basketball and you don't move the ball around and you don't have good positioning and spacing, you're going to be forced to take a 3-pointer with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. And Brunson can obviously go to the hole. Yeah.
Right. Just think they have to figure out something different for game 6 and 7 because I know Paulie will probably call in, but I mean, Indiana missed a lot of shots last night. The Knicks played well and their defense is really good, but I think they have to figure out something else, spread the ball out more because, I mean, I'd love to see them go to the finals, but I think with the talent they have on this team, if they can't find a way to pull off this series, I think you see a different coach in there next year, even though Thibodeau's had success. I just kind of question the way they run their offense sometimes. I'm glad they won, but it was a head-scratcher for me at times, like, you know, 5 seconds left on the clock or whatever.
I don't think you're wrong at all. And listen, here's the thing. Tom Thibodeau has never been known as a good offensive coach, never. Always defense, grind, hard, hustle, all that stuff. They became less of a defensive team, more of an offensive team this year with Brunson, obviously adding Karl Anthony Towns, so on and so forth. But what that team is missing is some of that fiber, if you will, the Isaiah Hartensteins and the guy that wound up in Minnesota, Dante DiVincenzo, as part of the Cat deal and so on and so forth. I think they're missing that grinder type guys. I appreciate you, brother. I got to let you run because we are way late. Good to hear from you, guy, Double A. Athan in Annapolis. We will get more of your calls coming up in just a sec. Hang tight. First, a trending alert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
All right, 20 until the top. I just ran into Mad Max at the ice machine. Max, you were getting some water, right?
Yes, I was refilling my water bottle.
Nice, healthy water.
As I eat my unhealthy bagel.
It's okay. You've been on the board since, what time, 9? No, 10. Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been here since 9. Or, right. Well, I've been here since like 8:45. But yeah.
And you haven't eaten until now.
Yeah.
You're a young strapping buck. You need to refuel.
I do.
You got some, what did it look like, Bethesda bagel there?
Of course.
Love Bethesda bagel.
It's so good. Everything bagel, extra chive cream cheese. I get it way too often, but...
Wait, everything bagel with extra chive cream cheese?
Yes.
Your breath must smell like $1 million.
Thanks to the jalapeno chips, it smells just fine.
Oh my gosh. Man, you got a garden growing in you.
It's good.
In your palate. How about that?
I'm natural.
I've got some Clear American Cherry Limeade. It's got zero sugar, zero calories, zero caffeine, zero sodium per serving. Some ice in my WrestleMania cup. I got some peanut butter pretzel nuggets here. Danny just told me we got some pupatella pizza over on the other side.
Oh, no. So I'll be forced to take a slice.
Yes, we might have to hit that up. We also have to do the radio show.
As Brian sprints out of the studio to go get himself some pizza.
No, Brian, I didn't say that was for you.
No, it's for Brian. Brian can have some.
No.
I am making the call. Brian can have some pizza.
He said it was for me, not for you.
No.
Not for Cowboy fans. No.
He's going to go try it. It's worth a shot. Let him try.
All right. Brian, get back to us. We want a full report on how it went. No, you can go.
He'll be back with a report.
We'll see if he comes back with a piece of pizza. Anyway, weird show. Let's get to our guy Sean in Connecticut, who celebrated a birthday on Wednesday. Happy birthday, pal! How are you?
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. It's pretty impressive that you remembered. So I'm not calling you. I'm not saying your memory is bad, but I really appreciate that.
Well,
very nice of you.
I appreciate that, but I got to be honest with you. I did not remember. It was just put in my calendar somehow. I probably put it in my calendar. You probably mentioned it one time, or maybe I saw it somewhere on Facebook or something. I don't know. And I just put it in my calendar, so it came up. Did you know that you share the same birthday with the Denton Day and... with the Doc Walker?
I think I do, because I remember calling in last year, the year before, on my birthday, and I think I remember that. So, yeah, that's awesome.
There you go.
I was saying when I first called in, you guys are bringing up the not being able to catch the ball and the importance of that,
right.
And it gave me PTSD flashbacks to the NFC Championship game. I'm just gonna say I'm not upset that De'Ami Brown is no longer part of this team anymore, simply because of that fumble. But a couple of things I want to touch on. I'm really excited for Jalen Lane. I'm not sure how good of a contested catcher he is, but he seems like Terry 2.0 to me. Obviously, long way to go, but there's just a lot of similarities there, I think. So I'm really excited about that. And it feels. And we talked about this last summer, and I really talked about it with Linnell, too. It just feels weird to actually have, like, serious expectations for this team. Like, years past, it was always, oh, well, if this, and this go right, maybe we win 9 games and make the playoffs. And it feels like And then going back to the point where I've heard you and other people say this could very well be a better team this year, but we don't win as many games, which I'm fine with because of how crazy last year was. I just want to see another step in the right direction and just have 100% faith and trust in the leadership of this team. Is just it's a weight off my shoulders, and it's very nice. And so, yeah, I couldn't be more excited. I will be there week one for the home opener and for probably at least two or three other games this season. So I can't wait. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it's just nice. You know, I'm not – all my other teams suck. So it's nice to finally have one good team that's good. And shout out my boy Pete Crow Armstrong. He's tearing it up. But
yeah, he is.
Chris.
He is. Great to hear from you as always, Sean. Happy birthday again. Appreciate you. Always look forward to hearing from Sean. Always enjoy running into him at Northwest Stadium or at the Army Navy game, which is in Baltimore this year, which I'll be attending for the fifth year in a row, God willing, if I make it there. Yeah, Pete Crow Armstrong's got 15 home runs, 16 stolen bases. And the guy that the Mets traded him for is second on the Cubs list when it comes to 15 home runs and 15 stolen bases by, I guess, the end of May or something like that. Imagine, it's not the case truly right now because of the Capitals, but imagine a day where we all wake up and we're like, yeah, thank goodness for the Commanders, right? They give me joy and hope. Now, some of that could fade quickly, but for now, there's optimism in Mudville. Let's get to Lap in D.C. What up, Lappy? How are you?
You have to add it.
Lap.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Lap. How are you, buddy?
How are you? We're just busy over here doing a radio show.
Yeah, sorry, man.
It's all right.
Doing some work. I like Brian Robinson, man, but I think he's going to be gone, and I don't know what direction they're going to go. Obviously, we did get a running back in the draft. He'd probably be a backup at, you know, right, and at best if he's still here, but he might not be here next year.
You know what's funny is, like, everybody seems to be – and look, we had him on the show, nice kid. I think he's got potential. I understand he's not a true seventh-round running back, but, like, can we make Bill play a game first before we already crown him a starter? Now, I will say that with the obvious caveat, like, I was probably saying the same thing 12 years ago when Alfred Morris was a sixth-round pick and wound up starting week one in New Orleans because he was just so good at Kyle and Mike's system, and the other guys quite honestly weren't.
Yeah, I hope he has like a chip on his shoulder with something to prove. But we need a really consistent running back. And eventually, I think, I don't know how many years Zach Ertz will give us too, but I think we need another tight end at some point too. I think it would just make Jaden Daniels' job better. It would make the offense flowing and smoother. And it's something we need to address. But hopefully, we can have that chemistry, next year and pick it up where we left off and even be better with the offense. Hopefully, we'll see, man. But all these guys on these one-year deals and stuff, and, you know, especially certain positions of need, like, I really hope that they bring it, you know, with a chip on their shoulder and we come out.
Listen, a one-year deal, it can work a couple of different ways, right? It can be a sign of the player is regressing, and we really don't have, like, an idea of what they are. And a one-year deal can be an incredible motivational chip. Sometimes it works out.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't. Look at De'Ami Brown, right? He had a strong end to the season, and he got a one-year deal in Jacksonville. And it was pretty early on. It was like $11 or $12 million, I believe, total. But a 1-year deal. Like, you would have thought he would have gotten more, but the jury's still out on him. And Dante Fowler had a 1-year deal with the Commanders, and he had 10.5 sacks, well, and know, yet they didn't want him.
Well, you know what? A lot of things work against players. One is age, especially if a certain position that you can go younger in. Another is injury, and another is consistency. So it just seems like Brian Robinson got all of that working against him. So I just don't understand some of these guys, Bruce, are like not taking your job and your craft seriously, man, when you know it's hard for running backs. If you want to be a Derrick Henry or Saquon or something, like, that should mean something to you. You know what I'm saying? So, and you got a golden opportunity. You don't really have to compete with anybody here for the starting running back job. Like, just bring it. I think Ron Rivera used to tell him, like, if you get past the first wave of guys, like, you know, it's the sky's the limit for you. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, no doubt.
Get past that first wave.
No doubt.
Yeah,
I hear you, Lap. Thank you. Right. Have a good weekend, pal. Appreciate you. Brian Robinson, I don't think he's as low as 31, which he is on PFF's list. I don't think he's as high as 20. Nobody seems to be like Isaiah Pacheco, like, quite honestly, I do. But I think Brian Robinson's probably 22, 23, 24, roughly, give or take. I mean, you can, you know, parse all sorts of things. Again, I'm fairly convinced that he's not going to be here next year. Fairly convinced. I'm also wondering, as I've said, I don't know if he's going to even be the starter when you get to game 17, week 18. I don't know that. Now, there's not a lot of other options right now unless Bill is the real deal on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Still one of the best tunes ever, isn't it? Little Van Morrison to end out hour number two on a Friday. Hey, the DC Defenders guys are going out with a salute. Join them tonight. That's right, Friday, May 30th, Audi Field for Hats Off to Heroes. It's a special night honoring our military, first responders, and armed services. Tickets are available at ufldefenders.com/tickets. That's ufldefenders.com/tickets. And away you go. Let's squeeze in one here. Let's go to D.C. and St. Mary's. What up, D.C.? How are you, pal?
Man, I'm excellent. Russell, and yourself?
I am doing great. It seems like every time you call, we have a different location for you. Are you, like, specifically giving us your geographic location at the time, or are we getting it wrong?
No. You're getting it right. I'm giving you the geographic location at the time,
man.
I'm like the where is D.C. of Maryland.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. You're like, I don't know how old you are, D.C., but if you remember, like, the old video game when computers were first coming out, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? It's like, where in the world is D.C. on the radio?
Hey, Russell, I got to give it to you, man. You've been hanging out with Doc a long time. Because you're starting to become a troll king like him, man. You've been trolling my man Max since the beginning of the show. And I got to give it to you. You're getting pretty good at it, man.
You know, I like – so here's the deal. When you don't have a co-host, and unfortunately, you know, everybody knows what happened with Pete. You know, when you don't have a co-host, right, and you don't do a lot of guests – like, you got to, like, lighten it up, and especially at this time of the year. It's just not a lot going on comparatively, so you just got to lighten it up, and you got to bust chops, right? And these guys are young, aggressive guys. You know, they do a good job. They work hard. You know, Max is, again, on conditioning loan from the Toronto Blue Jays. We got to get him into better shape. We got to get the arm healthier. So I've got to – you know, I've just got to take the whooping stick out of him on him every once in a while, you know?
I understand. He dishes back out to you occasionally,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
But I wanted to talk about this Brian Robinson situation. I definitely think he'll be on the team this year. Matter of fact, I know he'll be on the team this year. And I think what they did in drafting Cross America the seventh round, they have a nice trio of running backs that complement each other. You know that X is getting older, and Cross America can do some of the same things that he does. And I also looked at Eckler last year. He was lacking some power. It seemed like in the running game, people were taking him off his feet a lot. You know what I mean? So they got a back that can do what he does, and it's a little bigger and can spell him. And I don't think anybody's going to have, like, 200-300 carries. I think we're going to look up, and they're going to pretty much be close to even in the amount of carries because they're going to be able to spell each other and get in there with Jaden. And, of course, Jaden makes it easier for everybody to run. So I'm looking forward to see this trio of running backs because we used to duos, but I think this is going to be a trio.
Attaboy. I love it, DC. As always, wherever you're calling from, enjoy hearing from you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
I
hope that siren is not for you. Be safe out there, brother. That's my guy, DC, out there and about. All right, 258, Team 980, Odyssey app. Your calls still continuing. Rod and Landover will be first. Paulie, Lou, we'll get to all of you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Hey, and the Odyssey app on a Feel Good Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.